to this full parish council meeting on Monday the 17th of January at 7:30 p.m. We've got a full agenda tonight, so we'll try and get through things as quickly as possible without too many delays. Just very briefly, PC 12621 was to consider an application for co-option. Unfortunately, the gentleman had not completed the forms as we would require, and to be consistent with all previous applications, he was asked to do that, and he doesn't feel he has the time to do it tonight, so hopefully he'll be back in February. So we'll have to move on from that item. It's a shame. And there was supposed to be another gentleman that was going to put himself forward, but I understand that due to a family bereavement, he's unable to be here tonight. So, but he is still interested. So hopefully we will see something from that in the future. So potentially two new people, which could be good. All right, moving on to the next item on the agenda, PC 12721, to receive and approve apologies for absence. Our clerk, have we received any apologies?
Apologies from Councillor Davey, and she sent an appropriate reason.
Okay, can I have someone to accept that? That's Councillor Barnes, seconded, please. That's Councillor Wilson, all those in favour. That is unanimous. Thank you. Right, moving on to item PC 12821, to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations, and I believe there are three to be disclosed.
I've got notes of declarations of interest from Councillors Kilmurray, Travis and Baker for items 136, PC 13621F. PC 14421A and PC 14621A and B.
Okay, thank you very much for that. And are in all these situations dispensation to remain?
Yes, but not to vote.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Moving on to the next item, PC 12921, shared announcements. The only thing I will mention is I'm still hassling Stone Bond to redo the surface at the car park entrance. They've got one quote apparently for £8,000 to do that small little bit of land, and they're trying to get two more quotes before they commit. So it might happen, it might not. They're due to finish on the 7th of February, so we might see something, we might not. Moving on to item PC 13021, to approve the minutes of the parish council meeting held on the 22nd of November 2021. Okay, so have you received any changes or requests or alterations?
No.
Okay. Could I have someone to approve those minutes, please? That's Councillor Travis, seconded Councillor Kilmurray. All those in favour? And that's a full carry. Thank you very much. Moving on quickly to item PC 13121 to report back on those minutes. Clark, have you anything to report back?
No, there was something to report back. Under item PC 13121, the additional laptop for the parish office. There is an item on this agenda to effectively approve the expenditure, but we now have the laptop, thank you to Councillors Kilmurray and Baker, and that's been set up, so thank you for that. The response to the local plan under PC 11721D has been submitted. I beg your pardon, PC 117E has been submitted. All the actions.
Okay, and there's a note on that in this.
Yes, there is, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, that clerk. Okay, now moving on to item PC 13221, public participation. Nope. Okay, I think we can safely say we can move on from that one. PC 13321, to consider setting the precepts for the financial year 22-23. As some of you will know, that there have been two meetings held on this, of which the clerk and the RFO attended both. But I will pass over to the chair of the Finance and Good Governance Committee to make any comments prior to going to the resolution.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. Has everybody had a chance to look over the proposed preset budget for next year? Either on the table in front of you or emailed out previously. Does anyone have any questions before we start? No? Okay, so as Chair said, we have had a couple of meetings. We've made an awful lot of work providing excellent work for the RFO, particularly the RFO, part three we've done to draw up a draft. As with last year, we're now on a really good situation where we have this really good line-by-line budget we've had for a couple of years now, but we're now in a situation where it's stabilised. We're not having to rack the precept up by eye-watering amounts just to make the accounts balance. So the draft presented to Council by the Finance and Governance Committee, and even just for Christmas, has a total precept increase of £18,130 over the year. Bearing in mind that we've got more houses in the village this year than we did last, that only equates to a 1.98% increase per house. 1.98%, I'm sure most of you are aware, is well below inflation at the moment. So I think that's pretty fair. Obviously, most things stay the same. The reserves are in a very healthy state, and as such, I might need to remind you where they are. Yes, near the back, we've got the project and discretionary spend. So we've got a little bit of discretionary project spend that we can now start to do in the coming years, which is already rolled into this draft preset. Now, I need to. I'm probably going to get this wrong, so please do step in, because I got this wrong during our meetings, didn't we, about which funds it's coming from. We've got things like tree planting, some celebrations for the Queen's 70th Platinum Jubilee, parish consultation event. Remind me, Chair, what the parish consultation event is going to be for? £370,000 for it.
I think, was this not to engage the community in terms of spending Section 106 money and setting... Yeah.
That was to do with the... to do with the
play parks. Yes, it was. It was when the public consultation with the play parks.
Play parks.
Yes.
Yes, so there'll be some event here.
So the suggestions, once the options come available, then people to come in and have a look and see what they prefer.
Yeah. Thank you. And some money towards and windows replacement, some replacement items primarily for the kitchen here in the hub. Now some of that money will come from S106, some will go into the preset. We're going to put some money into the reserve for replacing the van, which we need replacing probably this year or next, and talking about the asset management reserve. So with those kind of discretionary spends, it was also I think through the budget increased a couple of solutions, general day to day things. That way along the lines of bits and bobs in there that we've ticked up. One of the big things that is fairly topical at the moment is we've had to estimate and quite significantly increase the amount we're going to be spending on energy bills next year. I think we put those up by about 50% at the end.
Pretty much
double. We start with 50% and we put up to nearly double. And a little bit lower income from various sources. So the headline figure is largely the same, a little bit of spending and a significantly less than inflation increase in the preset per household.
Which does also include 11.5 thousand. £100,000 for the LHI funding.
Oh, yes.
That had already agreed.
So that's
11
the,
and a half of that increase is due to that.
Yeah, that's the traffic calming measures on the entrance to New Road that we are proposing to counties on the LHI to put in £11,000 of funding. So that's built into the preset. Obviously, if that doesn't go ahead and that doesn't get spent, it'll go to reserves, and then next year's increase will be even better. So, we've done quite a lot of work on that. I think it's quite balanced and quite well-rounded and quite mature now after several years of being a good, stable product. So, any questions on that? In which case, as Chair of the Finance and Governance Committee, I would like to present that draft budget to your council for approval for next year.
Thank you very much, Councillor Cowley. Right, on that note, based on the information that's been provided, and the fact is that thank you again to the RFO and the clerk for all the work they've done on this. It does put us in a very strong position, and as Councillor Cowley said, it keeps us under inflation numbers. So, no further ado, can I have someone to propose to accept these numbers? Councillor Kilmurray, can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Baker, all those in favour? And that is carried unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody for their work on that.
And thanks to the
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
Putting the budget together for us.
Yes, thank you. Right, moving on now to item PC1. Okay, go on. Thank you very much for. Anybody got any questions for the RFO? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for coming. Thank you. Right, moving on to item PC 134-21, to receive reports from the district and county councillors from Melbourne. As you know, it's policy now for district and county members not to attend meetings where they're not involved in any voting process. So if there are any comments or anything that you'd like to ask, you can sort of submit those in writing to either District Councillor Howes or County Councillor.
You have District Councillor Howes.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were only going to be here in your capacity. Sorry, we do have a District Councillor here who may be able to answer some of the questions, but they're very comprehensive reports on what's going on. Anybody have any questions or anything they want to raise? Councillor Hart.
It seems that it's time really to play things as safely as possible, so I'm here wearing two hats. So the report is there, and as I say, if there are any questions, just an update, and I can't find that. I've just put it on the Facebook page. The business grants update, the one, the hospitality and leisure grant, and additional restrictions grant, that is now live, so people who are eligible to claim that can actually make a claim now via the CDC website.
Thank you.
There is a link there. Just really to, I guess, flag out some of the issues. It's just a shame that we managed to get our half-hourly train service back, but then cut again because of the staffing. However, there is a stop notice on, so that the trains will now be stopping just after 8 o'clock to help students get to the colleges. So that's a little bit of a temporary measure. And just really to thank the clerk for doing this, really encouraging residents to report things on the various places to report things like the course. Because unless we do, say some people are now saying, well, there's no point reporting it. But if it's not reported, then the data isn't there and the decisions, we will lose out when there are much places to do things. So just we really encourage people to do that. In terms of the civil parking, of course, that Susan's mentioned under county highways, that is something that is being looked at very, very closely. It won't happen overnight, but it is something that there is a real desire to see happening in our communities. And the other thing, I'm just looking straight up, you might be able to help me. Susan is offering a Zoom meeting in terms of the county health and social care development. Put it in my calendar. So yes, yeah. there are members of the public who'd like to join and hear how that's going to change in terms terms of social care together. I believe the date.
I'll look that up and circulate it.
Thank you. And just finally, the local highways initiative, here's a meeting for that, and we get to pitch our causes on the 2nd of February. Thank you, Councillor Barnes, for agreeing to be there. We've been told we can only have two. So County Councillor Susan Van Vennick is going to be there, and has asked when I go with both Cycle Murray District and the parish at the same time. So if that's okay with Council, I'm happy to represent us.
Okay. County Councillor Van Ven mentioned when she called earlier on about the Greenway update, that there'd been staffing issues, and so there will be an update, but she wasn't able to get anything together for this meeting.
Yeah, and I think that's because of our LHI, that's very much looking at being part of that, yes. So that gives us a little bit of impetus on that as well.
Okay. Thank you very much, Councillor Hart. That's it. Are there any questions, any Councillor Tilmurry?
Just a couple of points to raise. Talking of reporting road issues, I see the potholes on New Road are finally filled in today, which is good. So we can really find out. So reporting does work. And the other thing relating to the COVID updates in the report, I saw on Facebook District Councillor Hale says he's managed to get the guys to come back to the car park on Saturday the 21st. And a week later, or 2 weeks later, I can't remember which, dishing out between 10 and 4, or between 10 and when they run out of boxes.
Yeah. And they will be the bigger boxes, he believes. So, yeah. So I think he's put that on Facebook as well.
Yes, he
has. And I mentioned that. Digital connectors will be retweeting
the story. Okay. So nothing else then. Thank you very much indeed, Councillor Hart. Sorry, District Councillor Hart. We'll move on to item PC13521A to note the internal auditor's report, which you will all see in your packs. And I think when you actually read the report, it's quite a glowing report. I'm pleased to say that the report has only observations of good practice and a strong risk management policy found in my spot checks. So that's all credit to the clerk, the assistant clerk, for all the good work and the RFO that they continue to do. And it's nice to receive a report like that. Okay, moving on to item B, to note an email decision with regard to hub signage. This was retrospective, it was approved already. You see the notes in your pack. The £780 plus the £66 to do the planning, authority fees, etc., for the hub signage. Okay, that's all been approved anyway, so that's just a note. And moving on to item C, to consider how the Parish Council will mark the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Now, small discussion here, really. It's Clark and I had a conversation on this earlier. We're looking for ideas, really, things. If I just throw a few things into the ring, we're talking about things like maybe mugs for the children's school, benches, maybe even a cake making competition for the primary school or something, you know, but also possibly linking in with the FATE, maybe having contact the FATE committee to see whether they're doing anything, so we could sort of work something in conjunction with them. But there is a budget there, as Councillor Cowley has said, to celebrate the Queen's Platinum. So it's really thinking about ideas. Sorry, open to the floor. Councillor Travis.
Chair, I don't think the Hub has yet considered what it might do in this respect, but there may be an opportunity for the Parish Council and the Hub to jointly do something here. I mean, we've done sort of fatey type events here in the past, and we could do something for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's central to the village, and I wouldn't want to undermine anything that the FATE committee themselves would want to do, but we work quite closely with them anyway, so it's an idea. I haven't got any specifics. It wouldn't be too, it's not rocket science really to come up with something.
No, agreed. I think obviously working something through the Hub would be brilliant, because it's a good advert for the Hub as well, especially in its new guises. Well, it is centre to the village, isn't it?
But, yes.
Okay, anyone else, any comments at the moment? No? I did think about a cake baking competition for the primary school or something like that, which could be judged by a select panel of local celebrities. But
did the chair of the parish council happen to count as a local celebrity?
I wasn't including myself. I was No, I know, but it's
all the week.
No, thank you very much for that. Thanks, support. It's very kind of you. I'll leave now. There might be a possibility to do something for the children as well. I know you've done mugs in the past, haven't you, and things like that?
Yes, yeah.
And bits and pieces, but I think the idea of working with the hub does sound like a good idea. Councillor Travis?
Well, I just think that it probably needs a kind of offline discussion of some sort in order to get a plan together, otherwise it'll be a bit sort of disjointed, I think. Mm. Just need to focus on one or two things and do them properly rather than just do, yeah. I've got nothing against benches, but I mean it's a bit sort of
dated.
Yeah, weak really. You know, I mean, it's okay, but I mean
no, it was just I just threw a few comments down, but okay.
In the maintenance committee we did talk about a bench at the cross, because mm-hmm. there's one or two benches up there that probably need to be replaced anyway. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's an idea as well.
Maybe we could...
Well, there are some examples in the park. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There have been some comments on local Facebook page about residents curious to know what the parish council will plan to do, so
yeah.
There's an expectation there'll be something.
Okay. It's Councillor Hart.
Sorry, yes, thank you, Jay. I must say, I really liked the metal bench. I thought there was something really attractive about being able to see through it and seeing it on a, you know, somewhere. I thought that was a really nice idea. Mm. I thought about the mugs, and then I opened the cupboard and I saw the mugs that I still have from my children's time at primary school, which they don't seem to be too bothered about, I must admit. I'm just trying to think of the... Would there be something else other than a mug? You know, there could be a book maybe or something. Just not sure about the mug idea. I don't know if it's a mood or a... Yes, sorry.
Okay. How's that? I think it would be a good idea to link in with the hub. I think it might be worth trying to set something up. Have a round table discussion just to sort of...
I think it just needs to... You know, a focused discussion and come up with, you know,
find a subject,
a short list of things and do them properly, really.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. The mugs are always popular. I still got mine from 25 years ago.
How do we know they're always popular? All I know is that I've got a number of them sitting in a cupboard that feel like.
Well, not that old, am I?
Was it the silver jubilee?
Silver, yeah.
Well, that's 45 years ago, Councillor Kilmary.
Not
right, I think we'll.
Sorry, just to go back. Books. I think there is a plan for all children to receive a book. I think that. I think so, and that's going to come centrally rather than locally.
Yeah. Maybe a reusable water bottle.
Yeah. Well, I've been looking around at
something that's
Jubilee merch, and there isn't much out there at the moment.
But it's going to go on for a period of time anyway.
Yeah.
It's going to be done from time to time. That's the balance.
Good.
We were
finding out what the primary school and the village college and the churches are doing as well. Just to see if there's coordinate
a bit,
so
I'm competing
against them.
Yeah, sounds good.
The primary school have already contacted the office to see what we're planning to do. And they've identified a coin that they think would be nice.
Just in terms of timing, I'm sure you're already aware that there is a special extra bank holiday assigned for this, which is Thursday the 2nd of June. And there's a transferred bank holiday on the Friday. And so there's a Thursday and Friday, both holidays, followed by a Saturday, which is not a holiday. And the hub has already taken the decision to be open on that day, on the Saturday. And so that could be a day that you did something, I think. I don't know.
Yep,
that's just a suggestion.
I think it's worth sitting down with the hub.
Which is the manager. 4th, is it?
4th, yes.
Saturday the 4th?
Yes, it is 4th. Okay.
Can I just point out that's half term week as well?
Is it? Okay.
So a lot of people disappear off the week.
Can I ask people if they do have a light bulb moment, pass their comments to the clerk to collate, and then we'll try and organise something with that management team. I still fancy the cake making competition for the youngsters. I think that could be quite fun.
You just want to test them, don't you?
Yes. And I think that will be, it'll be a nice little thing. It's just a one little thing anyway. But
I think I heard somewhere, whether or not, who knows what the landscape will be health-wise, mind you. One of the things I think that was on the radio was inventing a new pudding, wasn't it? Like the coronation chicken. So even if, I must admit, I did a full risk assessment on tasting things that...
Oh yeah, keep it simple is best, I think, for that. Yeah. It's more likely to succeed. Okay, so,
and who is it that, where they're going to be made, and then who's actually going to wear it, it's something that's perhaps a bit more art-based.
Okay.
Just a thought, that sounds like a pretty good idea to get
a few ideas together.
And ask people,
Okay. Are you alright with that? Yep. You can get something organised and then have a meeting with the hub team and see what we can come with. Okay, thank you for that. Moving on to item D, to note new arrangements for energy supply to parish facilities. I'll pass to the clerk for this one, some citizens.
Yes, sorry. So there should be something in the pack. We've just signed up to a new 3-year deal with a energy supplier because our 3 of our contracts were running out. The Pavilion, Orchard Road Cemetery, and one of the other very small sites. Sorry, just off the top of my head. I can't see that report in the pack. I'm really sorry about that. But it's essentially, we went out to a broker who was recommended by PALC, Clear Utility providers, and they came back with what looks like a good option that we've taken up for the next 3 years. It's a difficult one because it's difficult to predict how things are going to go in the next 3 years.
It's a little bit of insulation there. Thank you for that. Moving on to item E, to receive any updates and consider actions, anything else under governance? I don't think there is there? No. Okay, we'll move on to PC 136/21, finance matters. To consider retrospectively approving the approvals list for December 2021. You've seen the list in there. Can I have, unless anyone's got any questions or comments on that, could I have someone to propose to? Thank you, Councillor Kilmurray. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Travis, all those in favour? And that's unanimous.
Thank you.
That's good. Move that forward. To consider approving quotation for 3-year contract with Edge. This has been done in with consultation with the RFO, who's fully approved this. So, I don't know if there's any other comments you want to make, Clark, on this.
It's just a continuation of the current contract.
Uh-huh.
We have reduced it. We're not renewing the planning module because we've never used it. So it's just the 3 modules that we use: finance, cemeteries, and allotments.
Okay.
Just a question or a comment. I mean, I can remember not so long ago, 2 or 3 years ago, there were some serious questions about continuing with Edge, and I assume that those doubts are now behind us.
Well, having had discussions with the RFO on this, it will be a monster of a job to strip out the whole financial package and start again, because you'd have to build another setup. And it's almost a case of double your nose, isn't it? But
I think
it's
actually
now quite
as well that Gabby has used the package a lot and understands it very well and doesn't seem to have a problem with it.
Right. Okay.
But no, that was noted, because there was a problem a few years ago, and we did sort of skirt around the edges of looking at something different, but it does seem to work, and the RFO is fully supportive of this package anyway. Alright, can I have a proposer to accept retrospectively? Councillor Cowley, and a seconder? Councillor Barham, Baker, sorry. All those in favour?
Thank you. Again,
that's carried unanimously. Thank you. Alright. Right, now, item C, to consider a recommendation from the Maintenance Committee to approve expenditure on the repairs to play equipment on Clear Crescent play area to be funded from reserves. You'll see the note in your pack here that on the item one, repairs to play equipment to be carried out by Kettering PlaySafe, and this was approved by the Maintenance Committee on the 24th of November under item MA119-21B. The cost of this is going to be £3,369 plus VAT. Funds available in the maintenance budget for this work, £2,141, £730 for agility trail, invoice not yet received, £1,411. So the requirement from reserves to cover the shortfall will be £1,950. So, are there any questions on this? Anybody want a question? Okay. Can I have someone to propose that, please? That's Councillor Cowley, seconded Councillor Kilmurray. All those in favour? And that's a 14. Thank you very much indeed. Moving on to item B, to consider a recommendation from the Maintenance Committee to approve drainage repairs at Little Hands to be funded from reserves. now you'll see on the second item on this page, the drainage works required to Little Hands drains. Recommendation to full council was made on the 24th of November under MA12121A. It's a cost of £7,962.42 plus VAT. Now there are already some funds available that are unused. Funds available in the maintenance budget for this work, £450 of rental property drain repairs, plus £3,000 gully clearance, which we no longer require because that was done thanks to the hard work of our county councillor. So the required from reserves to cover the shortfall here is £4,512.42. This is work that's going to have to be done, and they did a very, very extensive survey, and they did a lot of work out there, to hopefully this will support us there for well, at least another year or two, maybe a bit longer, but that's one of the projects that we're going to be looking at under the Asset Management Reserve anyway, long term. It might be, it'll all have to come up and all be redone, but in the interim, so the request is for using reserves, £4,512.42. Can I have a proposal, please? That's Councillor Hart, seconded Councillor Wilson. All those in favour? And that's carried unanimously as well. Thank you very much, everybody, for that. Right, moving on to item E, to consider retrospectively approving expenditure on a new laptop and software for the parish office. As the clerk has already referred from the previous minutes, thank you to Councillor Kilmurray and Councillor Baker for their input there, and apparently the clerk is extremely happy with the new laptop. So you have got little stars by your names at the moment. So if we could just have someone to retrospectively approve this, please. That's Councillor Baker, seconded Councillor Kilmurray. All those in favour? And that's carried unanimously. Thank you. Moving on to item F, to consider approving payment of the licence fee to the hub. Now, there will be three people not voting on this one. And the licence fee is £13,400, the annual fee. If there are any questions on this, Councillor Hart?
Sorry, Chair, I just think it might be, for the benefit of the recording, it might be helpful to explain what
what the licence fee is and why the parish council pays it to the hub.
Councillor Travis?
Shall I explain? This is the legal terminology for the rent that the parish council pays for its office space. That includes all services provided by the hub, heat, light, phone, etc., etc., that go with that. And that's the annual fee.
Thank you very much.
It hasn't changed since last year.
Yep.
Listen to that.
Councillor Travis? Right, on that basis, can I have a proposer to accept paying the fee? That's Councillor Barnes, seconded. Councillor Wilson, all those in favour? That is unanimous with the three abstentions. Thank you very much for your explanation, Councillor Travis. Moving on to item G, to receive any updates and consider action for any further updates on finance matters. I don't think there's anything to report here. Right, to move forward. Right, to PC 13721 to note the bank reconciliations for November and December. Clark, have they been?
Yes, I believe they've been done. That's a bank recs.
Yes. Sorry, I left in a bit of a hurry this evening. It's bedtime stories everywhere. So I failed to bring them with me.
Yeah.
But I can. Oh, we're not meeting now. We're at the pavilion.
Yeah.
I'll either bring them here before I'm on the meeting room where I can stay and see if you have any discounts to do as well. So I'll bring them back on the website.
That's great, thank you.
Thank you.
It's been happy enough. So I had every intention of bringing them on this evening, but at 7:20 my children asked me for another bedtime story. I don't know what the clock, I realised what the time was.
Okay, thank you very much, Councillor Cowley. Right, moving on now to item PC 13821, planning matters. And item A, to discuss and consider approving transfer of the open space at Victoria Heights. I will defer to the Chair of the Planning Committee here, Councillor Bill Murray, for an explanation, if you're fine.
This is for two green areas. One of them is green at the moment, the other one will be voluntary on the top end, near the centre. The area that is green has been maintained beautifully, that's not very good. The other one is still being used by contractors for storage. So we discussed this at planning last week and decided to recommend to full council that we take on both areas, assuming that the second area is made up to the same standard as the first. There's no reason not to take it on since we know the problems with services are happening.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Travis? Oh, Councillor Baker first.
I was going to say before they were using it as a storage area, maybe it was actually well-maintained before they realised they had zero space and had to start with that one. It was just like one apart, nice green kind of grass.
And so that it isn't at the moment.
No more, because they ran out of space. Yeah. So I have no reason to think that they would put it back away.
No, indeed.
Okay. Councillor Travis.
If I'm understanding this correctly, this is a substantial piece of ground.
No.
This is not what I'm talking about.
No, this is quite small areas.
Okay. Just as you go into the cemetery, it's the area on the right hand side.
Understood. So that's absolutely fine.
These opposites on the residential road, a bit green opposite.
Ignore me, thank you.
Probably not much use. The other is hedge round and useful for all the
Councillor Gilmour, it's only ever going to be, it's only ever planned to be just grass, isn't it?
Yes.
Nothing fancy going in there at all. No equipment or anything like that. So it's just purely two grass areas. Okay. Right. Okay, on that, thank you very much, Councillor Gilmour.
Sorry, Chair. Councillor Travis? Will it require any changes to the maintenance contracts?
Yes,
it will do.
Yeah, it will require some hedge cutting and grass cutting.
Okay.
There is a commuted song.
So we'll need to address that separately. Okay.
This will be approval subject to agreeing the
No, the commuted sum is written in.
It's written in already, is it? Yes. Okay.
That would change.
Do we know the commuted sum?
Not off the top of my head.
About 11,400.
It's reasonable.
It's two small areas anyway, so it's not extensive work. It's not complicated. It's not complicated work. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you, Councillor Kilmurray. So on item A, consider approving the transfer of the open spaces at Victoria Heights. This is both the spaces, one that's already been grassed, as Councillor Kilmurray has said, and the other one is to be grassed to the same standard. So can I have someone to propose, please, to accept that? That's Councillor Barnes. Seconded Councillor Wilson. All those in favour? And that is a unanimous carry for item A. That's the two pieces of grass.
On transfer on completion.
On completion.
Yes.
And subject to the standards being equal.
Yeah.
Okay. Item B, to discuss and consider adopting the access road to the cemetery. And again, I will defer to the head of planning, Councillor Kilmurray, to explain the thinking here from the planning committee.
This is the road that runs from the residential road. Well, it is a residential road. There are three houses on it, but because there are only three properties on it, then highway will not adopt this section of road, despite it being part of the same estate. Which seems a little short-sighted to me, because it's a very boring estate, if you can't have little bits here and there. There are three properties on it, each of which is paying, I believe, £50 per year, which gives a princely war chest of £150 a year. The surface at the moment is only got a subsurface on it, but that doesn't appear to be a particularly thick layer because the hardcore underneath it is coming through in places. Will be made up with a top surface and probably won't need any maintenance for quite some time. However, again, after discussion of planning, we decided to recommend that council does not adopt this because there are any potholes, any maintenance work that needs to be done on it would cost substantially more than £150 a year, even if you look at the first pothole appearing in 20 years. That's probably still not enough to repair a pothole at 3 days now. So, planning committee's recommendation is that we do not adopt this because it's just too much liability that's been taken on by the parish for no good reason.
Thank you very much, Ms. Kilmurray. You will notice in your packs also that the clerk has contacted other councils for their opinions and have any of them taken on these small roads themselves, and you'll see there's a bit of a nightmare of a story from one. So I think that this backs up what Councillor Kilmurray has said. You know, the implications for the council if we were to take this on board are potentially quite serious in the medium to long term. But on the basis that we can't negatively do something, I need to look here. So can I have a proposer to accept taking on the access road, New Road, to the New Road Cemetery? Can I have a proposer? That's Councillor Cowley, seconded Councillor Kilmurray. Now, can I all those in favour of taking on the New Road? That's zero. So we will not be taking on and adopting the New Road. Sorry, you want to vote against that? Those voting against, sorry, I should have said that. Unanimous. Sorry, I do apologise. Yeah, I know.
Chair, can I ask then what the likely outcome is? Because clearly the road does need to be maintained.
At this time, it's still the responsibility of the contractor, so he's going to have to make the arrangements to deal with that by either putting a management company in place and dealing with the three houses that are living, well, the three residents are going to have to pay into that management company. And how he does that, I don't know, because they won't be taking £50 a year to do that. So that, but that's the contractor's problem, and that's why I think he was busting to get this off of his books and pass the responsibility over to us. So at this stage, it's the contractor's responsibility, and he'll have to deal with his local residents on that. Councillor Baker.
Do we have an obligation at some point to take it on, though, if it lived up with it down, so it can essentially stay like this forever?
No, we don't have an obligation to take on a road. No.
Presumably the first obligation would be to county highway roads to take it on. I imagine it doesn't trickle down.
Yeah, but on the basis that they won't take anything on less than six houses, but you could argue that it sort of slips around from a main road, so I don't know. But is it six houses, Councillor Kilmer?
It's six or seven, depending on which website you look at for the detail. The road is currently owned by the contractor. It would normally be set up with a management company, either three properties together may form a management company, or maybe an independent company. I'm not sure.
Okay, where I live.
I suspect that we may be asked to contribute with the success in the center. It's a possibility.
But was that not in the deeds that we must be granted access through? They must provide us access, so therefore they have got to provide us a right of way to that.
Provide the access is there. Access is provided. There may be charges for it. The legality of that, I don't know. It's only just a thought that's appeared in my mind.
I think that's one we'll have to look at if it arises. But at this stage, it's not in our best interest. Councillor Cowley.
May I recommend to Council, and particularly to Planning Committee, that any future housing developments in the village, when we respond to the planning application, we make it clear from the outset we will not adopt any roads, and that it is therefore the responsibility of the developer to ensure that any roads they build on their development are fit for adoption by county highways, and actually remind and stipulate that right at the beginning. Well, not stipulate it, it's not our place to stipulate it, but just say, if it gets to a point where you ask us to adopt the road, we ain't going to do it. So that when they come back later, I mean, it's not very much, but we can say, I told you so. And hopefully try and stop this from happening in the future, because if that had been in place at the beginning of this, then they might have built it to a standard right from the beginning that it would have been automatically adopted.
As a kind of corollary to that, or an addendum to that, I mean, the question, does the parish council have responsibility for any roads in Melbourne at the moment?
No.
In which case, this would be a massive exception, and that tells you what we should do, doesn't it?
And that was one of the primary reasons why the planning committee decided against it. It was just like, if we only owned five or six, it'd just be adding on, but nobody had any desire to take on a new project and setting up a whole system just for the three houses.
I don't know, because obviously Victoria Heights has been going for quite a few years, but I don't know the original agreement, but by being granted access to the cemetery and guaranteed access to the cemetery, they have got to provide the means to get to that cemetery. But I'm trying to wear my legal hat a little bit here. They would have to provide the means to get to that cemetery, because that is a prerequisite, I believe, would have been struck in the original documents.
The original pathway was a stone road.
It was a track, wasn't it? Yeah.
A track. That has since been built over by the Victoria House Development, which is why it was stipulated that the development provided access to the cemetery, because they take away the access that we have. And that track was owned by the council.
Parish Council.
But that's historic. That's got no relevance to what we're doing this one.
Well, I think based on what you said there, they have an obligation to provide access to that cemetery, and by changing what was originally there, they have got to live up to that access right. But I agree with Councillor Keller. I think that's something worth noting, that in any future plans we make it abundantly clear at the very beginning that we are not in the game of adopting roads, and we will not go down that road, so to speak. Cool. Okay, thank you very much for that. Moving on. Item C, to receive an update on transfer of SG8 from Hopkins Homes. SGB. I'll pass over to the clerk for an update, please.
So, I asked the district landscape architect to take a look at this because we were struggling to find agreement with the developer, and he has trawled through the management plan for the area and believes that the work that the developer has costed in the amount they've offered does not match what's required in the management plan, and I've gone back to the developer to ask them for their thoughts, and I've not heard anything. I wasn't able to get hold of her today, but the representative of the developer that I've been in contact with. So we just need to find some way of finding common ground on this, because we're making great progress.
Basically, the developer's representative has been steadfast in her refusal to increase the commuted sum for this. Despite us providing documents showing that it's going to cost a lot more than they're offering, the district's landscape architect came back and said, well, actually, what they're quoting for is less than they're supposed to be doing, whereas it seems to match more or less what we were planning on doing. So we've gone back to them. As the clerk said, we've heard nothing yet. Watch this space, as they say, but I'm not optimistic that they're going to agree to up the price, because they really don't seem to want to move on it.
Can I just clarify? Because I think the response that we made to them asked questions about the future maintenance and ownership of the boundary fences. Did it not? Because
there's no maintenance in the environmental plan for the boundary fences. They are included as part of the SGB.
Yeah, but because that is a substantial amount of money. Will require replacing, and when it does, it's a huge amount of money.
Already requires replacing.
Okay. So,
but it's not part of what the plan says, so it's not part of the commuted sum. So it's just a liability that we're taking on, which we've got to slowly add for and increase it.
Yeah, okay.
Just as a question, in the event that there is no agreement, does county or
district
get involved? Do they arbitrate, or can they dictate to the developer? What's the next step if we go nowhere with this?
So the landscape architect said that he won't, at least at this stage, he's not going to give a view on the value of the work. But what he said is he doesn't believe that they are considering all the work that's required. They have a very fair view of the area, is that it's a wildlife area that requires minimal maintenance. So in terms of actually valuing, I'd need to go to the S106 officer and try and find out.
Okay.
If they will intervene and setting a value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is going to be something for a future meeting, I think. This could be quite a difficult one for us. Okay, well, thank you very much for that update. Yes, it will. Totally agree. Right, moving on to the next item, E, to consider signing an indemnity in respect of 46... D, sorry, to note the Parish Council's response to the draft local plan. I do apologise. You'll see the control. Thank you, Clark, for our response for those that sent in comments. It's in the pack, and I'm assuming some people have gone in individually and done them as well as residents. Been speaking to some residents and encouraging them to try and go in themselves directly. There's a number of people I believe have done, especially on the endangered species and things like that in the paddock area, which is quite important. It's down the end of the moor. Okay, any comments on the pack at the moment? Okay, this is just one. Forward. Moving on to item E now, to consider the signing of the indemnity in respect of 46 to 56 the Moor. This is the S106, and there's some chunky bits in there. I think you'll see the indemnity form in there. There's some good numbers. I think the play parks area, the pavilion, and also the library offsets. Sports contributions, there's quite a lot of good money in there. Does anybody have any questions on signing the indemnity? And agreeing? I can have a proposal to accept the indemnity as stated. That's Councillor Kilmurray, seconded Councillor Barnes. All those in favour? And that's carried unanimous. And you can sign that. I'm going to sign it after the meeting.
Point of order, Chair, sorry. Did you note the typo on the agenda?
Yes, I did say 56. It's 46 to 46, should be 56. Okay, moving on to item F, to receive any updates and considerations. Anything else on planning? No? Okay, thank you very much. We'll move on now to maintenance matters. PC 13921, item A, to discuss and consider unauthorised signage on the highways. Now, there's nothing in your packs on this, but the clerk. I have, and I think other people have had comments made to them by residents that they seem to be getting fed up with seeing more and more of these unauthorised signs being stuck up around the village. I think there's one from a MOT, there's a kebab place, there's bits and pieces being stuck up around the village. Comments we've received are words to the effect it's making it look very tacky out there. Now, highways, I believe, do not. Is it highways?
Yes.
Highways do not get involved in these sort of things unless prompted to do so by councils making a formal complaint, and then they would review the situation and make a decision whether they get removed or not. So, really, as a parish council, do we wish to push this on behalf of residents that are making complaints that these signs are being put up all over the place and being attached to district council property as well? First one up I saw was Councillor Cowley.
Absolutely, yes.
Councillor Baker?
I'm kind of stuck in two minds for the reason that while they are garish and very unsightly, pretty much all of them are for local businesses in the village. And particularly the garage, the new garage, has struggled to set up because of the amount of garages to drive around. And I remember they did the signs and they went, oh, that's a lot of signs, whatever, the place of the sun was a bit in your face. But I looked like, where else are they advertising, what are they doing? They've gone out and done that. So I don't like the signs, but at the same time I like that they're going to take them down and make those businesses suffer a bit.
Okay. Next one, Councillor Wilson.
I just wonder whether we'd actually spoken to the companies involved and asked them to just remove.
We've not got involved yet. This is just being prompted by residents making complaints. So we've not directly taken any action. The only action we could take would be formally, would be go to district, or as you said, we could write to the
individual. Just do informally, just a letter, and just say you might not do it. Because we're just getting people talking about it, and it's probably having an adverse effect on your business.
Anyway. Councillor Hart.
Thank you. Yes, so I was just looking, because it's on the highways and it comes under county, but there is an environment crime reporting page on the district council website, and it says, they call it fly posting. Fly posting is the display of adverts or other promotional materials on buildings or street furniture, and it's not permitted by the council. So there is a way that residents can report it
to district council. That's if it's attached to, because I think there is one that's attached to
on the way.
A lamp post as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there's one on the way out back lane.
Yeah, so, but I also agree with Councillor Wilson, you know, perhaps a friendly contact from the park, maybe just to say that we've got residents who are reporting it, and they can also, and we've alerted the fact that they can report it through the official ways. I'm just wondering if you thought about advertising in a way that is going to cause... Is it an offence?
Councillor Travis?
Can I ask how many comments and complaints have we actually received?
Three?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a dent.
Yeah. But if someone's...
It's not exactly a tsunami of complaints.
I can organise a tsunami of complaints if you want.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I know lots of people...
But I think the suggestion that's being made that maybe we respond to each complainant, that there is a route for them to complain to the right authority, because it doesn't sound as though we are the right authority.
I don't know.
Not sure?
No,
don't. We don't have any authority to remove.
We're
not a highways authority, they're on the highway.
Yeah.
And as noted on here, one of the parish councils has got a link to it on their website. You know, if you could promote the link for people to report it as well, but also have it's one of those things about the environment, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's seen as an environmental crime to do that, because it's not committed. And it also, because of those reasons, because of what it does to the look of the video, it wasn't that long ago when we were encouraging people to our Melbourne, weren't we, to really be proud of the environment. And I think it's once you get one or two, and then they crop up just as you're coming in, and I understand it is to publicise people's businesses, and we want to support that, but it's not the way that, it's not the legitimate way to do it.
No. Agreed. Councillor Cowley.
Just to respond to Councillor Baker's comments about sort of the fact that they're local business and things. I'm afraid I have to disagree with that really, because it's you know, where does it stop? If every local business decided to put up a sign, then we'd be, that would be a tsunami. So I think that as a council, we have a duty to make sure that everybody's treated fair, really. I think that means getting rid of them. I would like to propose that we do, as a council, make representation to county, to the highways, because they're on site. And the thing is, because they have been left to remain, it looks like there is some sort of implicit permission there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right, on that basis, based on the comments, tell me if you agree with this. Can I suggest that the office writes to the individuals concerned in the first instance, saying that there have been just a number of complaints about these advertisements? Would you be kind enough to please remove them unless they've been fully authorised by district? Unless they've been formally authorised by county, and also go back to the original complainants and say that there is a mechanism for reporting these incidents directly yourself, and maybe, as Councillor Hart has said, maybe putting a link onto our website that identifies that and leads people to that area as a first step, and then see what the responses are from these people. If they don't respond properly or constructively, then maybe the next step would be to write to county. Councillor Baker.
My memory might be a bit fuzzy on this, but did we not set a precedent with the kebab van signage not too long ago?
He's one of the people that have been complained about.
Yeah, but I swear I remember a discussion about his signage being removed.
Sorry, I couldn't quite catch that. Please.
I thought there was discussion not too long ago about the signage for the kebab van being removed and being a problem before, so something like this has happened before.
before.
Is that signed to the car park or the signed to the attendant?
I think it was one outside of the village.
Yeah, it was the one on the A10.
I think it was the one Royston side, I think.
It was just outside of our...
Yeah, I think there has been comments about him before. But,
he's the first one to go up, isn't
he? Yeah.
He was half followed by the MIT.
But as you say, once one's done, then you get more and they start to link up. But can I suggest that people approve? We write to the individual saying, please remove your signs. They've been complained about. See where they go with that. And also direct the complainants to our website or to the official website to actually make these complaints themselves. I'm not going to ask for a vote on that, just a general.
Can I also just ask the clerk, if possible, possibly informally, when contacting the county, to ask what the legality of removal of the signs is? Because if, as District Councillor Hart pointed out, that it is fly posting, or I would call it fly tipping, then presumably, legally, the people who put the signs up can claim no ownership of them. And if they were to be removed either by the council or persons unknown, I would be interested to know what the legality of that was. We could, as a council, for example, if it was legal, decide to remove them. Just as another option.
Okay. Councillor Price.
I mean, I understand Councillor Cowley's concern about it, but I mean, I think one of the roles of the parish council is to work with local businesses and try and help them succeed, and that all they're doing is trying to advertise for business. I think what we should be doing is encouraging them to do it in a way which is not offending the environment, and to just remove their signs. It's a bit inflammatory, and I wouldn't suggest that we do that, really. I mean, I think we should to do what you suggested, Chair, which is to contact them and say there have been complaints. You realise that you aren't really permitted to put signs out like this. They're being tolerated. You need to go through the right process in order to make sure that the sign is legal. And, advise people complaining that they have a route through which they can complain. You know, try and work with these people before you start pulling the rug away, because I mean they're part of the local economy. You know, we don't want to set up a war between the parish council and local businesses, do we?
Or maybe within the letter suggests that there are other means of advertising your business.
Well, they may come up with another option, which is advertising
by the home
through I don't know. It's their problem.
Okay. But can I sort of informally suggest that we go with a letter to them asking them if they would look at legalising what they're doing or remove them, and also direct the people to the county website?
I'm not in favour of asking them to find legal ways to advertise. I don't want those signs there. They're unsightly and they're garish.
Shall I put this to a vote?
Just to muddy the waters
first. No, I think, shall I put this to a vote?
So, yeah, I personally, as a resident and as a councillor, I would not want to see the signs where they are at the moment, the format they are at the moment, being somehow legalised and therefore having a precedent to stay. The reason it's been brought up to this council is because a number of people have granted as Councillor Travis has pointed out, it's not a large group of people at the moment. But we have had representation about getting them removed. I would not like to see the result of that request being that they get left there in perpetuity with a legal basis to remain. That would be absolutely the wrong outcome from the matter raised on this evening's agenda. Now, I'm not trying to sway away from my point of view necessarily, but that needs to be taken into account.
Councillor
Kilmurray. I'm the council voting on some putting two counts, because this is local businesses. On the other hand, I don't want the signs. They are in your face and designed to be that way. they don't generally think there's permanent road signs as per what you normally see. You don't get other businesses advertising that sort of sign around the place.
Yeah. It's at both ends of the village.
The letter to ask them to be removed, and we can point residents from the lane to the district sign.
Thank you. Clark, did you want to say something?
Just that if we approach the highways officer, ultimately it is his call, and if the highways officer decides that they're not over obstruction or impacting line of sight, then he might take the view that they stay.
This is where it gets very confusing, but I think we've got, it says very, very simply on the district council website, and they call it fly posting because they've been put up on the fly as such. The display of adverts or other promotional materials on buildings or street, and it says that that's not permitted by the council. So the district would say, I realise that when they're out to about our area, but then if you look at the county council, in fact, the city council, again, says it's illegal, and they have a zero tolerance approach. So I think if we could quote those type of things to the advertisers in our letter, just to say, you know, the local. Are that they're not permitted, and please remove them as soon as possible.
So I'll rephrase then. So we write to these, I think it's two individuals at the moment.
Well, sorry, can I also clarify? If we write to one, do we write to everyone that's got signage?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's two.
But there's also one at the end of New Road at the 505 for South. Well,
that sign is just a road hazard in general because it blocks the line of sight.
Yeah,
that is a road hazard.
That's a sign, but that's permanent, that sign, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not coming out in time too.
Any signage then?
Yeah, any signage where?
I was thinking as well, for our parish council can put it on the website for us.
Yeah.
That at least get. To get it logged, if it goes back to reporting things, because if they're not logged, and then if we get a message back to say, well, that doesn't come under district, that comes under something else, then at least we've started the ball rolling, and doing it in a fair way,
So it's basically a letter to these individual companies asking them to look at alternative means of advertising because it's not according to the regulations legal, and there have been a number of complaints in the village.
Okay.
And then direct the residents to the specific website so that they can make individual complaints and put it on as a link to our website.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose I should really ask for a vote on that. Is anybody happy to propose that? Well, I'll propose that. Seconded, Councillor Hart. All those in favour? And that's unanimous.
Okay,
sorry, it was turned into a vote.
I've emailed you the link.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks everybody
Thank
for
you.
That. Thank you. So we're going to have it. Right. Maintenance passes, remove any updates and consider any further actions. Item B, anything do you think, Councillor Travis, we need to discuss?
No, nothing that's not on the agenda.
Okay, thank you very much. Right, PC 140/21, HR matters, to discuss and consider funding the time bank activities for a further period of 3 years. Now, I think this has been pushed around to people and comments have been asked for. Through the HR panel?
No, I don't think that has
was to do with that was the...
That was just to HR.
That was just to HR?
HR, yeah.
Oh, sorry, just to HR.
So I'm happy to leave this discussion,
please.
If that's okay. Yes, apologies, there isn't any other report or anything else going with it. This is really the main item for HR. But as those of you who've been around a while realise, when we first completed the pilot for the time bank, we then said that we were awarded the pilot, and then we chose to carry on with it over an initial period of 3 years, and that 3 years is up next month, which seems to have disappeared. Personally speaking, I think the role has developed alongside the need within the village. There's some really innovative time bank opportunities, walking past the dog cafe at the Dolphin on a Tuesday morning is a joy, in my opinion, seeing people there and dogs racing to get there. The solo lunches on Sundays. I think it helped a lot of people. And I think our, you know, our time back coordinator has changed, and as I say, has really faced the challenge. We believe the precept has looked at how we continue to fund the post for another 3 years. Mm-hmm. We have a safety net in the sense that within the contract at the moment, it does say that we'll review the viability of this post annually. So we have got that flexibility as well. But the recommendation from the HR panel at present is to fund the role, commit to 3 years, however, to review it annually as well in light of the developments. One of the things about time banking view initially was that it should at some stage become almost self-sufficient, that the members become the powerhouse behind it. However, you know, the work we're living at the moment actually does involve coordination, and it involves creativity to think about what the needs are.
I'd just like to add to that, sort of through the HR panel, that I think if we do support this initiative of another 3 years, it sends a very, very clear message to our current time bank coordinator that the role is well received, well supported, and hopefully will give her the impetus to continue with it. Obviously, she'll realise that it's reviewed on an annual basis, so if she left and someone else had to take over, we've got the option to review it on an annual basis, or if things did slip back, as Councillor Hart has said, you know, there is that annual option. But I think offering up the 3 years and saying that we are fully supporting it for another 3 years does send exactly the right message to our coordinator for all the work and effort that she's put in. So, on that basis, Councillor Hart.
Sorry,
Councillor Comari, sorry.
Yeah, we've had time well running for 3 years, plus the trial period. Two of that has been COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. I don't think that the Time Bank has really had a fair crack of the whip. Mm-hmm. So from that point of view, I think it can grow and become far more active than it has mm-hmm. been, and more sharing of time that people just aren't doing. Mm-hmm. So I think we should keep going for another 3 years.
Thank you.
And just to say, because we have our established performance management and appraisal system, you know, we as a council can drive the direction where we think it needs to, obviously with the feedback from the coordinator as to where they also think it needs to go. It has grown, and it is reaching a wider audience, and people who are new to the village are joining, and so it does give us a time to see what it can achieve, and then, you know, how
self-supporting
it can become.
Okay. Thank you. So, unless there's any further comments, the resolution is to consider continuing the further support for the period of 3 years with an annual review. Sorry, do you? Oh, you're voting?
I'm
proposing. Oh, sorry, I haven't finished what I was going to say. It actually could change. You're right. Continue for a period of 3 years with an annual review. So, and that's Councillor Kilmer seconded. Councillor Barnes, all those in favour? Well, I was teasing
you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's unanimous. Thank you, Councillor Kilmer, for your early responses. Right, moving on to item B, to receive a report from the HR panel. So I'll pass over to the head of HR.
There's no one else ready to report this month. Just again, just to reflect, and I know said before, there are three members of the HR panel. We can have five, it would be nice if we perhaps had another member. Perhaps we do get some more members of the parish council.
Well, yeah, okay. Thank you. Duly noted.
But feel free to join us.
Okay, item C, to receive any updates or consider actions. I don't think there's anything else. Okay. Yep. Well, thank you very much. Moving on to PC 14121, Melbourne Time Bank. Now, we received the Time Bank report, which, as usual, is good, and there's a creeping number of increases going on there, so it's moving up very slowly, and hopefully, as Councillor Kilmer said, once we come out of lockdown and we fully resume life as we used to know it, hopefully we'll see some bigger numbers coming through. But there has been a request to to actually approve expenditure on the current time bank activities. And you'll see on the bottom of the sheet there's planned expenditures to actually have a float requested from Time Bank together, project payment to cover incidental expenses such as taxi fares incurred to undertake activities, receipts to be supplied. It's just asking for a small amount of money to sort of a float to actually handle certain things like taxis for certain people that can't get from point A to point B. Councillor Hart?
Am I right to understand that the time bank will actually pay for that?
That's right. Yes.
That money is to support members and new members
and
so she
would like
to be able to access that, but she can't do it easily on her
own. No. So, on that basis, can I have a proposer to accept that request? Okay, Councillor Hart, seconded. Councillor Baker, all those in favour? And again, that's carried unanimously. Thank you very much, everybody, for that. And thank the Time Bank Coordinator for another good report. Please. That's cool. Right, PC 14221, policies, terms of reference to consider any other updates and consider actions. I don't think there is any at this time.
There aren't on this agenda, but there will be for next.
Okay, yes, that's fine. We'll move on now. Now, there's a motion to exclude public and press section, either PC 14321, motion to exclude public and press sections 1, bracket 2 of the public bodies. Admission to Meetings Act 1960, that as a publicity would be prejudicial to the public interest by reasons of the confidential nature of the business about to be transacted at addendum item PC 14421A.
Sorry, can we vote on that, please?
Yes, can I have someone to propose that? That's Councillor Bill Murray, seconded Councillor Baker. All those in favour?
Thank you.
And that is unanimous. That's all in. So we are now...